Tonight, our post-game show will have the calls of the game coming your way next, along with our conversation with Badgers associate head coach Mark Osiecki, and get you ready for tomorrow night's championship game as the Badgers will take on Clarkson right back here at Fiserv Forum. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
This is your land, and you love it. Every day you look out your window to watch the wildlife, who also call your land home. The animals who bring life to your land. You know their daily and seasonal habits, what they eat, and when their young are born. As a caring landowner, you can't bear to think about what might happen to them and to this special place in the future. Your dream is for your land to remain this way forever. The Wildlife Land Trust can help you. Keep your land free from development forever and protect the animals you've come to know so well from hunting and trapping. As part of the Humane Society of the United States, the Wildlife Land Trust preserves wildlife habitat and safeguards the animals who rely on it. Without such protections, your dream, your land, and its wildlife could be lost forever. If you have land and wildlife that you want to see preserved and protected, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. That's 1-800-729-SAVE. Or go to wildlifelandtrust.org. Your dream, our mission.
If you're an area employer, the next 30 seconds can be key to your growth and success. On-the-job training programs are available right now to assist with selection and cost to that new employee your business needs. Reimbursement for training costs, customized training plans to fit your needs, and continuous support when you need it. You hire, you train, we help pay. The first step is to contact us. Call the Wisconsin Rapids Job Center at 715-422-5000 and ask about on-the-job training programs for area employers. We'll help you build the workforce you need.
Back inside Fiserv Forum where the Badgers win the Quick Trip Holiday face-off semifinal matchup with Lake Superior State by the score of 4-0. Before we're joined by Badgers associate head coach Mark Osiecki, let's take a 10-second legal ID across the Badger Radio Network. 10 seconds for a legal ID. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Back in Sci-Fi Surf Forum with the Badgers, win it over Lake Superior State 4-0 in the semifinals to advance to tomorrow night's championship game where they'll take on Clarkson, joined now by Badgers associate head coach Mark Osiecki. And coach, congratulations. You never know, we were talking during this broadcast, what you're going to get during the holiday season. Rest, rust, all those things. You got different lineups you have to throw in there. How do you think the guys handled everything between whether it was the break or whether it was the mix match and the lineups and what you had to go through tonight to get this victory?
Well, I think you saw the first, and for both teams it's similar, but you saw the first period probably, maybe less than that, but for sure the first 10 minutes, it was, you're trying to knock the rust off, you're trying to create the chemistry. Obviously the lineup is a little bit different with Strams being gone and Horbs is out. So, yep. I mean, all of a sudden you're filling a couple of those holes, and some of the guys that jumped in did very well. I mean, I thought Liam Malmquist played very well. I thought Newts played extremely well, especially after not playing at all.
Yeah.
The guys were really fired up for him, so that's fun to see. It's fun to see a locker room or a bench fired up for a player, especially after sitting out as many games as he did, and he's thrown in there. But he did very well. He's an extremely smart human being and also a smart hockey player. So, and a lot of times that doesn't go hand in hand.
Something about this building that Brock Caulfield must like. He must need to take a residence in one of these suites here or something like that, because he's found a way to find the back of the net when he's in this building.
Shot the puck. I mean, that was a rifle, again, very similar to last year. But he looked good right from the get-go. He looked like he had a great jump. So it was great. But he was smiling right from the get-go and being back. I mean, even in practice the last couple of days, he had a great smile. And when he plays well, he's feeling that way. He looks that way. He looks happy. It's fun. It's hockey. And that carried over to his game.
You never know during the course of the season what might get a guy going here or there. Earlier in the year, it was the struggles of Bantle trying to find the back of the net. Well, he's finally done that and seems to be able to do it again and again. And the last time out for you was getting guys like Sam Stang and Liam Malmquist on the score sheet and getting their first goals of the year. They followed up with another performance here tonight and doing that. And can you see that with guys where they're, it just takes that one sometimes to get that confidence going for them in the offensive end?
Well, it's interesting. I didn't see the final score sheet, but you thought Liam played well, and he has five shots on net. You look at Stanger had looks at the net. Might not have happened. I see they didn't give him a credit for a shot on net, but he had at least one or two. Erdahl had a couple looks at the net. So a lot of guys had good jump, and you just don't know what's going to spark their second half. Bant certainly played well. I think he has a little bit of trust and chemistry with Lindy, and that helps. And I thought his game got better as it went on. I mean, even simple plays coming out of our zone where he went high off the glass, it's a hockey play, and I made two or three of those, and I think that's going to bode well. I think obviously the scoring is one thing, and yeah, it feels like he needs to score. Obviously you're putting pressure on yourself to find in the back of the net, and that's what he was looking to do coming into the year. So all of a sudden there's a piano on his back, and right, and now that is, at least has been lifted off. And you can feel that, and maybe it's going to be a little bit lighter for him, and now he can dial in into the details of his game.
Something we talked about with Tony Grano on the pregame show is that about what this tournament, playing in this event, in this building means, especially to some of the guys from the state of Wisconsin who are getting to play in front of home fans in a building they know well, where they saw the Milwaukee Bucks win a world championship here a couple of years ago. Can you sense that what this tournament last year and winning a championship mean, and coming back here again and trying to win another title, that the specialness, the uniqueness, and what this means to the guys on the team, especially those from the state of Wisconsin?
Well, I think it means a lot. I mean, I really do. It's you see the fans. It's our fans in the state are great, and our fans around the Milwaukee area are great. And you saw it, and you feel it. And Brando and I were talking about it when we came over to watch that early game. That, you know, we talked about. Obviously, I'm old, so I'm going to date myself.
Okay.
I played in the first Badger showdown here.
Yeah.
And it was great. The place was jumping. It was the Bradley Center, obviously. Brando was talking about coming here as a kid,
yeah,
and really wanting to be a Badger hockey player because of this tournament.
Sure.
And that's what this is all about. It's awesome to be able to go around the state. It'd be nice to get back up to Green Bay. It'd be nice to, you know, play in different areas because our fans are awesome. Badger fans are, there's nothing like it. And certainly on the hockey side of things, it's a whole different beast when you get to Milwaukee or Green Bay and in the hockey side of things. So our players, and they feel it. Our Wisconsin players certainly feel it. I think they don't understand the importance of putting on a great show. And I think we started that tonight, and we'll keep on building on that for tomorrow.
Last one for you, because you mentioned being over here early and watching the first game. You'll play Clarkson now tomorrow in the championship game. They rallied from a 3-0 deficit to win 6-3. You're familiar with the team and the program, playing them just a year ago. What do you expect from Clarkson? What will it take to beat them tomorrow night?
Well, it's interesting because UMass had total control in that game, and we thought Clarkson came out and played well in the first period of the first 10 minutes, and then it flipped a little bit as that game went on. But, you know, they play a structured game, very, very disciplined game. They play the body extremely well. You know, when they get their opportunity at the net, they find the back of the net, but it's hard to get pucks to the net. They block a ton of shots,
yeah,
do a great job in shooting lanes, and then their goaltender, Hader's a very solid, more than capable goalie. So you got to make it ugly. You got to get pucks to that net and really try to put pressure on them. And we're going to have to use our speed. I mean, it's going to have to be a speed game against their grinded out type game.
Certainly something your team was able to do here tonight. Congratulations on the victory. Best of luck tomorrow night.
All right, thanks, buddy.
That's Badgers associate head coach Mark Osiecki. His team victorious tonight 4-0 over Lake Superior State. They'll play Clarkson in the championship game tomorrow night. When we return to the postgame show, we'll have our calls of the game, get you caught up on scores from around the college hockey world, and set the table for tomorrow night's championship game against Clarkson. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's Restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's Restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Cenex, we're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its 4th year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative. Because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Oh, we heard Marco Siki a moment ago mention that tomorrow night the Badgers need to use their speed and skill in order to try to beat Clarkson and win a second straight Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff Championship game. They were able to do that tonight, producing 4 goals and plenty of highlights, and it's time for our calls of the game. At center ice, his pass is knocked around, bounces around. Our first penalty call coming on the Badgers. Budano, the center pass, finds Willits. A wrist shot right on, and Moe snatches it out of the air. Makes a nice save, denying Jake Willits. But Kuhlman's able to get control of it. Plays it ahead to Gorniak. Just in over the line. Gorniak cuts to the middle. Bounces off his stick towards the middle. Bantle in it alone. A backhander is denied as Leggenegger is able to stop that one. And or Lucius ahead to DeSaint Falk, gets it in over the offensive blue line. A little saucer pass to Caulfield, who wrist shot off the post and scores! Brock Caulfield, he's done it before here in this building and in that net, and he gets the Badgers on the board. They lead it 1-0.
I think it might be a...
Caulfield on his knees, tried to lift the backhander, couldn't do so. Kuhlman's with a kick save at the blue line and a beauty. A nice pass as well to get it to Lucius. Lucius over to DeSaint Falk on the near side, has a man up front and he gets it to him. Bantle scores, a power play tally. It's 2-0 Badgers. Keeps it in along the near boards. It'll squirt loose to the line and a chance for the Lakers to clear it out. They do just that. And in fact, they get a breakaway chance and a shot. Jared Moe with a glove save as he puts the big right paw out to deny Logan Genowine. Here's Kuhlman's in over the line. He's got Erdahl with him. Kuhlman's around one check. Kuhlman's centering pass, but I don't know how much wheels Erdahl has as he's roughed up, but the Badgers score. It's Sting who scores. They pulled their netminder. Ethan Leggenegger has headed over the boards into the open net. It goes as Liam Malmquist fires it from just over the blue line. And for the second straight game, Liam Malmquist has scored. The Badgers have a 4-0 lead. And that would be the final tonight. Badgers winning it by the count of 4-0 to advance to tomorrow night's championship game against Clarkson. When we return, we'll have the scores from around the college hockey and Badger sporting world and get the stage set for tomorrow night's championship game against Clarkson. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him in the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah. We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Badgers will shoot for a second straight Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off Championship tomorrow night against Clarkson, thanks to their 4-0 victory tonight over Lake Superior State. Looking at some scores from around college hockey, another tournament going on is the Great Lakes Invitational, Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And that one has had some rivalries, is heated up just a bit over the last year or two with some things that have gone on between the different Michigan teams, Ian, including a few teams that weren't very happy with the University of Michigan during the COVID year. Yeah, and for pulling out at the last second. On that one, Western Michigan on Tuesday beat Michigan Tech 8-1, and then Ferris State beat Michigan State 4-2, setting up today's championship and consolation games. In the consolation game, Michigan Tech beat Michigan State by the score of 3-2 in overtime, and then Western Michigan over Ferris State by the score of 8-2. And didn't you say that there was somebody pretty happy about that?
Yeah, no. They weren't happy about that one. They were happy about the Friday night
game. Oh, the Friday night game.
My cousin is the associate head coach at Ferris State.
Ah, yes.
He got in a situation where when they beat Michigan State, it was a big feather in their cap. Small school beats big school, blah, 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 blah.
Michigan State with the couple of losses falls to 12-10-1 on the season. The Badgers will see them in the second half come to Madison to play at the Kohl Center. Teams have already met in East Lansing this year. The Badgers, of course, winning here 4-0, and in the earlier contest, Clarkson knocks off UMass by the score of 6-3. Clarkson now 8-8-2 on the year. They fell behind 3-0 in that one and seemed well on their way headed for the consolation game on Thursday. Instead, 6 unanswered goals, including a 5-minute power play they got in the third period, or 5-minute power play for UMass that they were able to kill off. And then Clarkson goes on to score and get the victory by the score of 6-3. At the World Juniors, where Charlie Stramo is playing for the Badgers, the U.S. team not able to follow up their opening victory. They lose to Slovakia by the score of 6-3, so they drop to 1-1 in the World Junior Championship play. Charlie Stramo did get an assist today. Slovakia scores 3 goals in a 3-minute and 19-second span in the second period for the victory. Canada, Ian, how did they do? It was a much more comfortable margin of victory.
No idea.
No idea. 11-2, they beat Germany. So Canada bounces back from their opening loss. They improve 2-1-1. The U.S. team will be in action again tomorrow when they play Switzerland. Congratulations to the Badger football team. They win 24-17 over Oklahoma State late last night in the desert of Arizona at the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. The Badgers' eighth bowl win in their last nine bowl games. Of course, they played in 21 straight bowl games after 21 straight seasons, have ended in a bowl game. Congratulations to Luke Fickell, Jim Leonard, Braylon Allen, and the rest of the Badgers who were victorious. Badger men's basketball team returns to action on Friday night at the Kohl Center when they'll play host to Western Michigan. Greg Gard and company have improved to number 15 now in the rankings. Our final here tonight, 4-0. We'll get you set up for tomorrow night's championship game when we return here to Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Preparation. It's the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger pride, powered locally.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you-know-who. Welcome to Delicious.
Badgers will now shoot for their 10th tournament title in Milwaukee in 16 tries over the years from the Badger Showdown, the NCAA tournament, and now the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. And a few moments ago, we heard from Badgers associate head coach Mark Osiecki, and he said, one of the keys for beating Clarkson tomorrow night in that championship game, we've got to use our speed and skill. Clarkson, boy, when you listen to him describe it, sounded a lot like we've heard the description of Lindenwood or Long Island or Lake Superior State. Big guys, they block shots, they'll get in the way. We need to use our speed and skill. That one of the keys you see it for tomorrow night's matchup against Clarkson?
Yeah, 100%. I looked at their lineup and they're big. I don't even know if they're as big as Lake State was, but Lake Superior State was a big, slow team, and the only time that we talked about scoring opportunities for them was when Boudin and I can't remember who number 14 was off the top of my head. But anyway, those are the only guys that kind of put the fear into Wisconsin defensemen.
Brett Rollison,
yes.
Son of Dwayne,
yes.
Rollison, NHLer, yes.
Anyway, they had good quick hands, good quick feet, and they had good scoring opportunities when the opportunity was given to them. I think Clarkson is probably in a similar situation. They have two center icemen who are their leading scorers, and they get into a situation where you got to match them pound for pound, speed for speed, step for step, all the rest of that kind of stuff. So I this was a good building block, and I think some questions were answered. If you're down to 11 or 10 forwards, I think Shea Donovan and Luke Lemaster did an admirable job filling in for the forward position. And one thing I will say about Mr. Donovan is that at no point in time do his feet ever stop. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to have a team built on speed and aggression, he's the type of player you want to have there.
Seven of the Badgers' eight victories so far this season have come in non-conference play. Big Ten, the best in all of college hockey in non-conference winning percentage this year, proves of the strength of the conference, the depth of the conference, and important for the Badgers with these non-conference victories like this tournament to take this, to build some momentum as they get ready to return to Big Ten play when the calendar turns over to 2023 and Notre Dame comes to the Kohl Center.
Well, don't kid yourself. When they were playing Linwood and Long Island, it would be in the back of their minds, had we lost those games, what the H is going to happen when we play against really good teams in the Big Ten. But the fact that they got victories puts your mind at ease. They see what their successes were, and they can try and build on those.
What the H stands for, what the hockey, right?
Yes.
What the hockey, thank you.
What the hockey, right?
All right, indeed. Good job, Ian. We'll be back again tomorrow night for that championship game. As always, we thank you for joining us, where tonight the Badgers were victorious over Lake Superior State by the final score of 4-0. For Ian, for Steve, our producer, and our entire Learfield team back in our Jefferson City, Missouri studios, we hope you'll be back with us as well tomorrow night when the Badgers play Clarkson in the championship game of the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off here at Fi Surf Forum. Good night from Fi Surf Forum. You've been listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey presented by Learfield.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The U.S. military is having trouble recruiting. The Wisconsin Army National Guard's goal for recruitment was about 1,000 new recruits this year. But the Guard's Lieutenant Colonel Shannon Hellenbrand tells Wisconsin Public Radio that recruitment numbers are around 25% below the target for 2022, both across the country and here at home. Another issue challenging recruitment numbers are fewer people who can meet the eligibility requirements. Several zoos in Wisconsin say they'll recycle your Christmas tree. At the Wildwood Zoo in Marshfield, they say animals enjoy playing in the trees or using them as food or shelter. Donated Christmas trees cannot have any spray paint, fake snow, or tinsel on them. They must also be free of hooks and ornaments. Trees can be dropped off at the building entrance gate or any of the zoo entrances. The Wildwood Zoo is located at 608 West 17th Street in Marshfield. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 33 overnight under overcast skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers, highs level off around 39. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night, mixed precipitation possible at times, lows dip down to about 26. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Attacked right now.
I know. Don't forget, my mom did. I asked my mom while I was home. I was like, how much of my show every day do you think you listen to? And she said she's good for certainly an hour.
Yeah.
Two at most. She's like, I rarely can listen to the whole thing. I have things to do.
Well, shout out to Mrs. Bry for listening to the most important day of the week. It's Wednesday.
That's true.
When I'm here.
Greg Bach.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Again, if you miss any part of today's show, though, you can always go back and listen to it as a podcast. You can also subscribe so you always get it to your Apple or your Spotify. And when there's
your
new
Google,
your Googles. And so when there's a new episode, which is daily, and then we do a best of on the weekends, and we post the individual interviews, we have a lot of content. You can do that on asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or wherever you find podcasts. As always, you can join the conversation, 844-967-2789. All right. Well, we're going to get to some headlines that caught our eye. And this first one, I think is... It's not... I would say it's interesting, but it's not necessarily substantial because it's all just words for now.
As most things are.
No, sometimes there's action that is backed up by the words, but sometimes it's like, this is what we're planning to do, and you know, we'll see if it actually happens. But you brought this to my attention, and we've talked about this before. The state Republican Party has elected a new chairman, Brian Schimming, who is a very long-standing political activist for the Republican Party. He was in, I think, Tommy Thompson's campaign or was in his administration at one point or another. But I don't think this was the day you were here, but the Cap Times opinion board wrote a very hopeful op-ed saying, because of kind of his long standing and being that kind of Tommy Thompson era Republican, maybe he can hone in or rein in the extremism and some of the more, I don't know if it's like culture war stuff that's not necessarily good. It's good for the base, but it's not good for Wisconsin. And you can see that reflected in statewide races. Republicans have not necessarily been winning. And you found this article from Bill Glauber, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, saying that he's basically, so far, he being Brian Schimming, is saying that's kind of what he's thinking. That's his train of thought.
The quote that's in the first paragraph of the story, he says, "I'm not coming over here to milk sacred cows," which I think is a very telling thing, because I think right now, as far as Republicans go, that very much is true. There is these topics that you either are for or against. That's it. There's no gray area. There's no anything. It's you are either for or against. And if you are against it and is with us, you are with us. If you even say like, well, I believe I have some pro-choice leanings, get out of our party. You know, like it's, I think it sounds like what he wants to do. And I'm hoping, like, as you said, they're words right now, they're not actions at this point, is take that Republican Party and bring it back to somewhere towards the center, somewhere towards, you know, workability, compromise. Now, he can do that all he wants. I mean, he only has so much power with the party itself. He can't tell lawmakers in Madison what to do. I mean, he can suggest, he can say, hey, this is what we're trying to do. And they're like, yeah, that's great. Cool. I'm going to go ahead and keep saying that January 6th was a patriotic act and the election was stolen. But it seems like this guy wants to bring it back to a more level-headed area.
Which would be
absolutely great. I mean, I would love to see that, but something you hear every single time people talk about politics is there's no compromise, there's no talking, so much fighting. And that's not untrue, but what are we going to do about it? And if this is what he wants to do, if this is what Brian wants to do, I mean, I think that's great. Seems like he's got a lot of influence amongst the party, both locally, statewide, and nationally, which is great. He's got respectability. But at the end of the day, how much power can he really have if, you know, the overall census is, you know, we want to keep doing what we're doing and keep going further if we have to.
Do you think that's the census?
I don't think so, honestly. I think if one thing we've learned from the 2022 midterms is I think that Republicans, and I'm not a Republican, and if there are any listening right now, please let us know. Because if you're listening to this show, I have to imagine that you, unless you're hate listening right now, but.
That's not true. I sometimes get comments. I actually got a Merry Christmas from someone on as a DM on Instagram. I can't think of his name right now. That he says, you're my favorite liberal.
Oh, that's great.
Account to follow.
Well, that's nice. Yeah,
he's like, I'm more conservative, but I appreciate your. So we have some conservative listeners.
I think after the 2022 election, the midterms, I think one thing we've really learned here is that there is some burnout. That there is, I mean, you can only fly that flag for so long where you're getting burnt out yourself. You only have so much time in the day. And at one point you got to come back to the base ideas, not just the base itself, but the base ideas. Like, what are we for? We're for smaller government, limited taxes, more freedom. And I'm not saying that as a joke either. Like these are the things that, you know, mostly like I am pro-life, but I'm also not a monster. Can we get back to that? Can we get back to talking? Can we get back to compromise? Is there a chance? If that's what you want, that sounds great. And if that's what Brian can bring to that party, I think that's going to be helpful for this state.
I agree.
Especially in terms of things like education. When you got Governor Evers wanting to propose a $2 billion education plan in the new year, can he get on board and say, hey, there are good points to this package, instead of having people saying, nope, sorry, nope, we're not going to do it because it's a liberal spending thing. It's like, no, there's some good things in there. Okay, let's try to make it work.
Because I also feel like and maybe I'm making this up, but I think I saw it on WisPolitics yesterday that even Robin Voss is kind of, it was an interview that he, like what hill he's going to die on for certain stuff when it comes, I think, for the flat tax, because I feel like that's starting, and that would be a good person to get, we could get maybe someone from Wisconsin Policy Forum to explain the pros and cons of a flat tax, because as far as I understand, it is something that certainly really only benefits the wealthy.
Yeah.
And, but it sounds like he doesn't think that there's going to be much action on an abortion bill before the spring election, but also that he's not going to die on the hill for a flat tax. And so I think it'll be interesting now that they have Evers for another 4 years. He also said, I think in the same interview, that it wouldn't really make much sense to reintroduce the bills that Evers vetoed last time. So potentially maybe we're moving into a world that's a little bit more compromising to actually get things moving forward and done, instead of just calculating in a way that doesn't give it either side. It's like no one can have a win. Yeah. So everybody loses.
Yeah, exactly. And I hope so. I really do. But I also do think that at the end of the day, you also need to elect good leaders into the offices. I mean, I have a lot of opinions on Robin Voss.
I know you do.
And
be nice.
I'm not gonna be mean.
Story.
I'm not gonna be, but based on his previous time in office, I don't see that happening on his watch. Mm-hmm. Just because he is who he is. He's built this empire for himself, fine. If you could get a more level headed, more workable Republican in that district to run, which will never happen, He won this primary. He didn't win it by a lot, which says something. It says something a lot that he didn't win by a massive landslide in the primary. But if you can get someone who's going to come in and say, like, I want to work with the Democrats. I want to work with the governor. I want to make things happen. I'm not here to just say no. I'm not here to red stamp everything that comes across the way and gavel out special meetings in 12 seconds. That would make me happy. That would make me very excited. That's something that where it's like, oh, I wouldn't be upset for my family voting for this person. But we have who we have in medicine, so.
I do think, though, and Kristen and I talked about this a little bit yesterday, Greg.
I'm Greg.
I think, Greg's coming up later. I think there must have been some amount of shaming and calling these people to actually get them to do anything. And I'm looking at the example of Fred Bad Cottage Cheese Prend stepping down from the National DNR. You know, your expiration date is 2 years old. Get out of here.
And I feel like you just wanted to bring that topic up again.
It makes me happy. But I do think that they must have heard from enough constituents. It's like, enough is enough. You guys haven't done anything.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things, you know, I'm going back to Robin Voss and actually, I'm not going to praise him, but this whole thing with the investigation in January 6th, or I'm not January 6th, the election.
The election, the Gableman.
The fact that he kind of just said, like, I'm washing my hands of this. We're done. Like, he's not, I think that says a lot, that he might not be like, hey, I want to work with liberals, but he's like, hey, we need to move forward.
Like, this isn't getting us anywhere.
This is nothing. We spent so much money on this and it's gotten us nothing. It is nothing.
Well, and to go back to what you said, Jane, tomorrow, Susan Yackey from the La Follette School of Public Affairs, I always forget if it's public affairs or public administration at UW, is going to be on, because she was part of the Main Street Agenda project, which it was WPR, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and La Follette School. And they had a survey that I think like a couple thousand people in Wisconsin took, but then they also had in-person town halls. And one of the big takeaways from that, there's a lot of different takeaways, but one of the big takeaways was, especially when you get in person, people would sit on stage and they'd have very different opinions because this is Wisconsin and it is a 50-50 state. Mm-hmm. And not only could they sit on stage and disagree, but they actually enjoyed having the conversation. Mm-hmm. And so, and one of the big takeaways is people are sick of the fighting. They're sick of not things not getting done. They're sick of, in the election cycles, this isn't just Wisconsin, this is what they found, that in the election cycles, they were talking about issues that don't really matter because they're, you know, they like stuff that riles people up, but it actually isn't what's affecting their lives. And so I think that is true. But again, it goes back to the common theme of if you only have two choices and they only have to make the other guys look so much worse than you. That's the system that we live in. And yeah. So we all want it to be a little bit more compromising and productive while still advocating for the policy that you think is best or prioritizing the things that you think are the biggest problems to be solved. But sheesh, yeah, this like divide and conquer. And as long as we get one more vote than you, we're just going to ram in our agenda. It just doesn't feel like it's representative for a state that like ultimately like you got to try to serve everyone. And also, ideally.
And at the end of the day, it's a plan that's not working. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
It doesn't help. It doesn't do anything. I think one of the things because I've seen this in other, I've seen Republican operatives being interviewed on other shows, and they mentioned this in the article too, is one of the things that Republicans really need to do is embrace the early voting.
Mm-hmm.
They spend so much time and money demonizing it, making it seem like it is the greatest national threat around, when in fact it wasn't, and people voted and in mass numbers early. And that's something that there's no reason why they can't embrace. There's nothing wrong with it. And I'm wondering if that message starts to make its way between now and the presidential in 2024, will you see the bags coming up off of those ballot boxes? Will you see a little more engagement from people and just saying like, oh, it's early voting. I'm going to mail in my ballot, or maybe we can even pass a law that says, hey, when you're 18, you're automatically registered to vote and everybody gets a ballot. It's not a threat.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a threat unless you think, oh, people who do that are just liberals. That's wrong.
No.
If you give them the opportunity to be easy and to be fast, people are going to take those and they're going to vote for whomever. So yeah, I'm hoping that maybe this will be a move towards leaning back and loosening some of those restrictive voting laws we saw happening all over the country in lieu of 2020, which was just, I mean, insulting as an American citizen to see happen.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
And I feel like as I'm trying to do a roundup for tomorrow, because it feels at an opportune time since we will not have a rerun on Friday, but trying to do different 22 roundup, both national stories and also Wisconsin stories. I mean, certainly, I think there's an argument to me that one of the main Wisconsin stories was all of this election stuff 2 years later. And so we will see what that happens. Well, that took, I mean, that's the only headline we even got to.
That was the only thing that happened.
That is.
That's the only thing that happened in this country. Joe Biden took a week off. He's sleeping right now. That wasn't a sleepy Joe joke. That was just, he's taking a rest. He's president. He got to rest up.
All right. Well, when we come back, a different kind of chess update.
Oh, no.
It's not what you think it is.
Oh, God.
It's actually a happy one, and it has nothing to do with sex toys.
Oh, well, bummer.
How's that for a tease? All right, this is As Goes Wisconsin. Stick with us.
I'm Nyheim Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
When a student lacks basic needs like food, clothing, and learning materials, attending school can be a challenge.
And that can make it impossible to thrive.
At Communities in Schools, we address this issue by ensuring that students have everything they need to re-engage in learning,
access to technology and school supplies,
and even emotional support.
By bringing communities of support to students, we are achieving equitable learning conditions.
And that's what Communities in Schools is all about.
Learn more at communitiesinschools.org.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a text. Give us a call. Do we have a text?
We do have a text. We were talking a little bit last couple minutes about Robin Voss and the Republican legislature and whether or not they're actually going to get anything done this year. Texter from the 608 checking in. I'm not sure I'd give Robin Voss much credit for acting reasonable. I just think he knows election denial and game playing is a loser with a lot of voters, especially as we look ahead to the Supreme Court election.
But honestly, that's a win's a win. Right. If it's proven, if that's what forces him to be more reasonable or come to the table and compromise and negotiate, because like just putting your foot down and refusing to even, and I understand that it potentially goes both ways. When that came out earlier this year that they hadn't talked, Evers' office and LeMahieu and Voss hadn't talked in months, maybe even over a year. And I don't know I'm sure there's a little bit on both sides is stubbornness and stuff like that. But that's unacceptable to not do the leaders of one party and the leaders of the legislature to just not talk to the governor because they can't or they just like refuse to.
You like hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Comes back as like it can be seen as a point of weakness. I met with a friend a long time ago and he said, this is back in DC. They said, the congressmen don't talk to each other. The only people who talk to each other are the people behind the scenes because they can, because they won't get judged for doing it because it comes out, oh, so-and-so talked to so-and-so. Why are they doing that? They shouldn't have to talk to screw them. It's just seen as a path of weakness. And I give credit to Robin Voss. Don't give credit to Robin Voss. He crunched the numbers and he did what was in his best interest. And it just so happens to be something that can work for everyone else. So I will give him half credit.
Okay. All right. Well, this is a more fun headline. So if you've been listening to this program, when did you start? I feel like this dates
December
back.
12th, 1977.
Yes, there you go.
This goes back a ways.
Was this maybe even August? Was this before my wedding?
I think it was
Yes. Definitely before your wedding.
So the chess scandal that rocked the chess world, we were keeping close tabs on that throughout.
For like 4 weeks?
Longer than that, I think. There was just constant updates. But this is another chess update that has nothing to do with that scandal. But it's just a feel-good story that I wanted to highlight for no other reason, just because we talk about chess in the show and because I think it's a really good story. But there is his name's Tani Adewumi. Hopefully I said that right. He's Nigerian. But he rose to sudden stardom at the age of 8 for his striking chess skills. He beat 73 opponents and clinched the New York State Chess Championship for his division. At the time, in 2019, he was living with his family in a homeless shelter while he was winning all of these contests. Jeez. As an 8-year-old, because his family had moved to New York from Nigeria in 2017 seeking religious asylum after his family, who is devoutly Christian, was threatened by the terrorist group Boko Haram and forced to flee the country. So at 10, he was named National Master, and his current title is it FIDE? FIDE Master, a prestigious designation awarded by the International Chess Governing Body. And now at 12, Tanny and his family were just officially granted asylum in the United States.
I will watch this movie when it's made.
I know, right?
This
I think
will
there,
be,
there's some books already. Yeah, like when you Google his name, there's some. There's, I mean, he's gotten a lot of press over time, but I just. It's such a good story. Yeah. Congratulations to him and his family for finally getting asylum. I mean, that's such a long, right? This is not even touching on the Title 42 things that are going on in the Supreme Court and how that's been extended and how many people are, you know, at the border and the mess that all is. But think about that. His family's been here since 2017 and has taken. Despite his success and his kind of media darling of this prodigy, 5 years in this like limbo status of they're not citizens, they haven't been granted asylum. Like that's how long it takes to try to go through this process.
Yeah.
And so on one hand, congratulations to them. That's such a great story. It's shocking. It blows my mind to think about a 10 or 12 year old being that smart. But also just a reminder of how long and painstakingly slow our immigration and asylum seeking processes are.
And that's, you know, when I think about that process, which I know very little about, I will totally admit, but I just know it's long. It's heartbreakingly long. When people sit there and say things like, well, if these people just want to come into our country, do it. Why don't they just do it the right way? It's like, do you know how long the right way
takes?
And
how expensive.
How expensive and how easy. It's like they can do everything correct. They can fill out all the right paperwork, go to all the right locations, talk to all the right people. And then they can just at one point be like, nope, you're done. And you got to go back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to get into the discussion of the process of people coming here in non-law-abiding ways, but I understand it. They want to get away from terrible places and they want to come here because they feel like it's a better place. And that's great. Is there anything we can do to make it just a skosh easier, just a little bit easier for people? Or is the process supposed to be hard and long because people are like, well,
it's supposed to be a deterrent.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know. I mean, it also just feels like,
I don't
one
mean
of those,
to make this topic.
I know, this
depressing.
Was supposed to be a fun topic. but I do think that there's something to be said as far as both sides, both Democrats and Republicans, constantly running on fixing immigration, fixing immigration. There's constantly talks about how immigration can solve some of our declining population problems and our workforce problems. And that there is people, like you said, who want, like, why can't they just come legally? Well, the actual process of doing that legally, there's very few avenues that even allow you to do that. You basically have to seek asylum, have a family member sponsor you, get married, although that might be considered the same bucket. Have your work sponsor you or in school. And I think that's it.
And I think
so. You can't just come here.
And I'm wondering if giving, I mean, I'm not saying the kid didn't earn these titles. I'm never saying that. The kid is 50 miles smarter than I am. But I'm wondering if the chess community came together and said, we need to do everything we can for him to put in the paperwork. He is a viable citizen. He's a viable person to allow to stay in your country because of these things. It's he can do great things. He's inspired. I don't know.
Like maybe they helped them navigate the system.
Yeah, exactly. And if they did, awesome. And that's where we can say like, that's the happiness of it. I feel like when a story has Boko Haram in it, it's not always so happy. So,
no. Well, and if you're looking for some inspiration, just go on Google or YouTube and Google chess kids. There are videos from some of these chess tournaments where they're playing multiple people at the same. It's remarkable. It's honestly, it's remarkable. You will be so impressed and so excited for these kids.
Do you think you're just born that way?
Yes.
I think your brain's wired that way.
Yes.
Because I think your brain is wired not so much to be like, you will be great at chess. I think your brain is wired in a way that you have, because you can be good at chess, but it's like any other, it's, I mean, we were talking about this before, sport versus, you know, competition, that kind of thing. It's like any other sport, if you will, where you have to learn and study and get into it and like read all the old matches. You can't just, you're not just good one day.
All right. Well, we are going to take a break for the top of the hour news. When we come back, Brett Poliquin, Director of Development and Marketing of Habitat for Humanity.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes and even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at YAPinc.org.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.